Go Mobile.
UHV radio test.
Here in Spartanburg, W2T Mobile.
A new radio and performing a test. I appreciate you out there monitoring.
I did just fine. You're clear, fully readable, not a problem, and doing a good job making the trip in here without a problem at all. And that new radio is doing you good. What'd you get?
FT-991A.
Bob, and all I got FT-8800, 2 meter 440, so I've been using this one for a number of years, and it seems to be doing the job for me also.
It's your time, and we hope to hear you on the slot net tonight. That's going to clear out on the station in 73.
That last transmission, but it was not your fault, it's my fault. I was down in the area where when I dropped down, the trees just began to leave. But I've come back up now where I'm hearing. So, like I said, that radio's doing you a good job.
Thank you for your help, and we hope to see you on the swap net tonight. And all clear.
I've got an IT-7200 I'm thinking about selling, so I'll probably get on there and see what's going on tonight. And anyway, I'm headed out here. Got to go put some goat juice in the car and get me some lunch and hit the grocery store. So I'm running errands today. WT Mobile.
A little bit safer anyways now. In 0TR Mobile.
On here.
Just leaving home this spot. God, you know, I can't believe the price of anything copper now. It's outrageous. It's not even sane. Gee, my name, Rusty. You just wouldn't believe it. A roll of wire that I give $39 to $59 for, less than 2 years ago, is up around $150 or more.
It's all gotten expensive. It's all gotten real expensive. So. Yeah, I went to Home Depot the other day when I got, because I picked up that little joiner hose to hook to my hose reel and to the faucet, and I had to have one that had female on both ends. And those don't come cheap. It was like $90 for that, and I got me a new nozzle, which, because mine was pretty much leaking more than what was spraying, so that was $6, so... you know, and I also had to get some rose spray because I was starting to see a little mites on my roses, so had to take care of all that. It was very easy to spend $30 in a heartbeat there.
A roll of electrical tape. Now, I buy good electrical tape, of course, but I use 33 inside or 35, either one. And a roll of 88 electrical tape was $7, which used to be $3 about a year ago.
That one was almost $6. $5 a month, I bought that last middle of the year. Then I got a roll of it. Like I said, it was like $5.75, $5.80, something like that, $5.79, I think it was. So, yeah, I can remember when we bought that type of tape for $3 or less.
Just completely nuts. I can't imagine it. Now, I buy good electrical tape, and obviously you do too, because that cheap stuff winds up being a black mess of sticky. And I just don't like cheap electrical tape at all, and I've done it for many, many years. It's not worth it.
I know. It's particularly like when you're going to wrap connections that are outside exposed to the elements. You don't want something that is going to, the cheap stuff. Because after it's been in the sun a little bit of while, then you've got nothing but a gooey mess. So, that's the way it is. And well, I'm getting ready to pull into the Circle K up here. And I'm going to get me some goat juice, fill this car up. Because I like to keep it up at the full mark. And then I'm going to go get me a salad for lunch, and then I'm going to go get a few grocery stores, and then back to the house. And I'll think I'm going to put that 7200 I've got, ICOM 7200 I've got for sale up on the swap net tonight. figure I can ask 500 for it and get that, because they're going for seven, usements are going for $700 and $800 online. So anyway, well, I'll talk to you later. I'm pulling into the gas station here, and I'll go underneath their cover, and it will not let me get out. So I'll talk to you in a little while, Tom. N0PRW22T73s for now.
Okay, Krusty. Yeah, we're up here at St. Mark Road, just past Joey's Fireworks, and headed to Aldi's. W2T N0TR, clear.
Tom, I was waiting for you to offer him some electrical tape for that radio.
I didn't catch the call sign. You're a little scratchy where I'm at. Go ahead and try again.
N6CLX, November 6, Charlie Lima X-ray. Mike.
Oh, yes, I remember you, Mike. I even remembered your name, because I don't hear that many six calls down here yet. Oh, what was you saying about the electrical tape?
He's back waiting for you to offer him a couple rolls of electrical tape for that radio he's going to put on the swap net.
Oh, I have a TS590SG Sierra Golf, and I just love it, but I lost my band scope the other day, which is not built into the radio. It's external, and I've had two different fellas try to get it back online for me, and they just don't know how, and I understand that. It's very complex. But boy, it sure is nice to have that band scope.
Yeah, it's all probably
I see. Place today, Mike, and normally your signal's good, or else it's the wind. The wind plays heck with the repeater, I think. I don't know if the antenna's loose or what, but it does, routinely. Well, I like good electrical tape, but it's sure not worth the price of that radio. And the first radio that I like that has a band scope on it is $4,000, and I'm just not in the mood to give $4,000 to get the band scope back. But I know somebody that knows how, but I just don't like to ask, because I got to drive a little ways to get up here. But I'd pay them good if they could get that band scope back on, but the fellow I know probably wouldn't take anything to do it, but he's getting older, and I understand that. It's a pretty good drive.
It'd be a total guess. You know more about that thing than I do.
Extremely difficult to get the software set up, but once it's set up, very seldom any kind of a glitch with it. It's just a real, it's called HDSDR. Anyways, Mike, I'm going to let you go, because we're getting ready to pull into Aldi's here, and your signal's getting much better now. 73s in 6CLX and 0TR, clear.
Okay, Tom, go spend some money at Aldi, and I'll talk to you later. I'm getting close to the house. N6CLX, monitoring.